It's time for the Observation Deck, and Gordo brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
What's the craziest thing you can do through your butt?
You mean do?
What?
Discharge something that shouldn't be in there?
Is the butt the most abused part of the human body?
I don't know.
With people doing crazy things to it.
You're obsessed with the butt.
What?
There's no doubt about that. Yes, you are.
No, I'm obsessed with medical advances.
Mark that play for Edwarder.
I'm obsessed with medical advances, and I have one for you. Have you ever heard of Japanese butt breathing?
No.
Actually, I think I have.
Really?
Yes. I'm interested. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I am slightly interested.
See? And George is not interested because it's an Axis power.
No, I didn't say I wasn't interested. I just never heard of it.
Okay, well, there's new research that is showing promise that we may be able to one day breathe through our butts. And this is important. This is important. As you remember, during the COVID epidemic, we had a shortage of ventilators. And some people died because they couldn't get ventilators. But if we're able to respirate through our anus, then that would solve a lot of problems, according to scientists who got baked one night and started coming up with ideas.
Wait.
And they got this idea from the loach. The loach. The freshwater bottom-dwelling fish found through Eurasia and northern Africa. Now, the loach, along with sea cucumbers, they employ intestinal breathing rather than their gills when they're in low-oxygen environments. They go up to the top, and they will swallow air into their digestive tract, and then it gets down into their, I guess, lower digestive tract, and then their colon can absorb the oxygen in there. And so scientists started experimenting with mice and micro pigs.
Micro pigs?
Micro pigs.
Never heard of micro pigs.
Well, you never heard of Japanese. Well, you had heard of Japanese butt breathing.
Yeah.
You were vaguely familiar with it. And they started seeing if they could make this work. Now, they don't do it with air. They do it with that oxygen-rich liquid. So some kind of liquid that has a high oxygen content. And they inject it into the bottom area.
Okay.
Kind of like you're getting an enema.
Bottom.
Right, right. Or a friend, in this case. But yes, the micro pigs were able to breathe through their anus. I didn't know I would say that sentence today. It's called EVA. EVA. Enteral ventilation via anus.
Okay.
All right.
And this could someday help humans. They've already done a test of 27 Japanese guys, and they made sure that these guys were, like, thoroughly Japanese.
Okay.
Like the most Japanese you can be. Right. And each one of these guys received a dose of non-oxygenated perfluorodecalin via the anus. That's the liquid that they use. And they were asked to retain the liquid for a full hour as the dosage increased from 25 milliliters to 1,500 milliliters. 20 of the men successfully completed the experiment. So I'm guessing 7 of them unleashed hell. So they tested it first with this non-oxygenated liquid to see if the method of delivery would work. And then I guess the next step is to try it with the oxygenated liquid and then tape the guy's mouth and nose shut and throw him in the trunk of a car and see if it works. See if they can live off the oxygen inside their anus.
Watch this.
What?
I'm breathing he's through my anus.
Oh, look at that. He wow. is. Right Bob's now, friend can do that. Can't Bob's friend gulp air through his recti?
I don't think that's how he does it. He can fart on command, but...
Well, he has to... I'm assuming he's drawing it in as well.
You'd have to ask him. I've never heard him say that, but...
Wait, so you think he's able to conjure air some other way...
Yes.
...than from his anusity?
Yes, I think he's able to quickly produce it via some other gift that he has and only he has.
I don't see how that's possible. There's no way that he can connect his lungs to his colon.
I think it's about mentally churning up, creating gas in his bowels immediately.
There's no way.
It's mind over body.
No, no. It's he's able to, I don't know, open the hell portal and draw in air somehow. But Japanese butt breathing may be a reality for most of us. Before,
most of us.
Yeah, due to AI.
What?
Before the end of the year.
Before the end of the year.
Japanese butt breathing may be the preferred method that AI has for us to breathe.
In just two more months.
Yes. Two more months.
Yes, science.
Everybody will be Japanese and will be butt breathing.
Okay.
That's what I think. This was an interesting discovery found along an Indiana river. They found a 4,270-year-old human skull.
Wow.
So I guess someone was walking along the banks of the Whitewater River in Indiana, and they see a human skull. So, of course, they get concerned. They call the coroner's office. They take in this skull, and they start realizing, wow, this thing is really old. Like, really, really old. Then they do the carbon dating on it that George always doubts the veracity of that, and they found out that this skull is about 4,270 years old.
Wow.
Does that sound too specific for you, George?
No.
Not around 4,000 years old, but is about 4,270 years old.
I guess they have the science to do that, to nail the year.
Well, good. Good. I'm glad to see you coming around that science may actually have something. Which means it dates back to 2300 BC.
Wow.
I bet there were no Starbucks then.
No. They say that the rest of the remains, they were wearing a Hoosiers sweatshirt. So that's interesting.
And the football team was bad back then, too. They've been waiting.
They went to a bowl game.
They've been waiting for 2025 since then.
Hey. What was going on in Indiana in 2300 BC?
Not much, man.
What was social media like then?
Very primitive. You'd write a cut down of somebody in the sand and hope that they stumbled upon it later.
Yeah, boy. Chances. Your intended target stumbling on that. So do you think that if you lived 2300 BC in Indiana, do you think that you would be bored or you'd never have any boredom because you were always trying to survive?
Gosh. Yeah, you're on high alert.
No.
Every waking minute.
Until our comfy modern age, all of humanity has been pretty much all day long just trying to survive, so they've never had any downtime. They were always hunting or fighting or eating or pooping or sleeping, just trying to survive.
I would think that there would be a lot of downtime, because don't you do some conservation of energy if you don't have a lot of energy intake?
Yeah, you do.
Aren't you sitting around gossiping at the hut? What do they live in back then? In 2300 BC,
There's a Hurry-a house.
No, they did not invent Hurry-a houses. But do we had hut technology, right?
I think so.
Let's ask Drew Pearson.
Could have been cave.
Oh, he says we had two huts. Yeah, we had two huts.
You're right, though. I read that book on hunter-gatherers a couple of years ago, and that's what they said. They actually hunted and gathered for about 3 to 6 hours a day, and the rest of the day they just sat to conserve.
Right.
So, yeah, what did they do while sitting?
And you watch those survival shows. George, did you ever get into Alone or some of those that we were all obsessed with?
I got you started on Alone.
I don't think so. I think I recommended it to you, and I don't know if you ever took me up on that. But yeah, all those shows become is them calculating calories in and calories out.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the show, you just see a bunch of emaciated people just laying there the whole show, just laying down. But 2,300 years ago, were they building pyramids in Indiana?
Apparently not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I wish we knew.
Why didn't we develop pyramid technology in North America?
They built them in Mexico.
Aliens didn't land here.
Yeah, is Mexico part of North America?
Yes. Canada, United States.
Where does Central America start?
Just south of Mexico, first country there.
Okay.
So they built them in Mexico. Why didn't we build them here?
I don't know. Well, Mexico's part of here. It's North America as well.
Because we just had one guy living in Indiana.
Yeah, was the population of North America just one?
Eight. It was this guy.
This guy and like seven other people.
I shouldn't say North America. The actual United States of America proper.
Yeah, it was America even back then.
Yeah, what George said.
Yeah, he was the first American.
What George said.